Good morning. Welcome to University United Methodist Church. Whatever brings you here today, custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. My name is Katie Flynn, and I'm happy to be up here with you this morning. I'll just be up here briefly to do the beginning, and then you'll see Ted Finlayson-Schuler for some of the service, and our pastor, Alicia Wood. We'd like to especially welcome newcomers. We hope that the welcome team finds you and greets you. And we also have a brochure that you can pick up on your way out of the sanctuary that just tells you a little bit about who we are and what we have to offer. In the bulletin, you'll find a yellow slip. Looks like this. It serves two purposes. One side is for attendance, just so we know that you're here and we can welcome you. And the second side is for a prayer request. If you have a prayer request you'd like to share with the congregation, you can fill this out, and the ushers will come forward later on in the service. We'll let you know when that happens, and they'll collect them, and we'll read them aloud. The bulletin, I mentioned the bulletin earlier, it's just a brief order of worship. If you're looking for something more complete, you'll see a QR code on the bottom of the back page, and you can use your smartphone to access a more complete version. Otherwise, you can just take a look at the screen. That pretty much tells you everything we're going to do. If you're looking for restrooms or childcare, both are through this door. Or if you want better directions, you can ask one of the ushers, and they'd be happy to direct you. We do have a safe sanctuary policy, so we ask all parents to please accompany your children at all times while you're in the building. And now I'd like to direct your attention to some things that you can do during the week to live out your faith. You'll see them all listed in the bulletin, but just a few that I'd really like to call your special attention to. You can mark your calendars for November 9th at 7 o'clock p.m. The Outreach Committee is very pleased to announce that they will host an a cappella concert by the Harmony Cats. So if you're really into music and it fills your soul, please come out and hear that. All proceeds will go to benefit our food pantry and the food pantries of some of the surrounding churches. October 6th is going to be World Communion Sunday, and you can help us celebrate, if you want, by bringing in something from a country that is important to you, whether it's a piece of clothing or some bowl or an artifact, anything that you want that will represent your country. We'll display those so we can all celebrate them. Please also take note of the Winston Gaskin Walk on September 21st. Winston was a member of UUMC and was also very involved in Housing Visions. So this walk is important to our congregation, but also the community, since it raises awareness for health issues and healthy lifestyles. And now let us continue our time of worship.
Good morning. How are you today? Is that a good, a great, a somewhat okay? Okay, fantastic. I'll take it. Well, I am Pastor Alicia Wood, and I'm honored to say this for many, many reasons. But one reason I'm going to highlight today is that in addition to our food giving food away every week, in 1 month we generally give away, in partnership with the CNY Diaper Bank, about 4,500 diapers every month. So many moms and kids and dads are happy because they are able to get some free diapers each month. So, last week, we heard Jesus' harsh words about people not giving their all, time and money and possessions, to follow him. This week, we hear the counterbalance to the difficulty of giving our all to follow Jesus, and that is the enormity of God's love for us. Jesus compares our human excitement when finding something we have lost, like a sheep or a coin or a friendship or a steady job or a safe place to sleep, with the excitement in heaven when a person chooses to accept God's love. Jesus' expectations haven't changed, but he is making sure we understand the benefits. We are never lost from God, but we may be lost from who we were created to be. God is waiting, and has all the party supplies on hand to celebrate each time we open ourselves to the fullness of God's love, as understood through the life and ministry of Jesus Christ. Please stand in body or in spirit and join in affirming and singing, "I have decided to follow Jesus."
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world before me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. No turning back, no turning back.
Amen. Please remain standing for our call to worship. God, our provider, we walked into church today. Some of us need strength. Some of us need hope. Some of us need love. We trust that you will provide for us. You are here. Amen. So look around. You are surrounded by the beautiful diversity of the people of God. This is God's family. So before you settle back into your seats, take a moment to connect with the people around you, your neighbors, and share with them the boundless love of God, reassuring them the peace of Christ be with you. Now, when you hear the music play, that means it's time for us to be seated and continue with worship. Will the children please come forward and join me as they're comfortable? And as they do, you may be seated and sing them up.
This is the kingdom we love, welcomed as part of the worshiping throng. Water, God's word, bread and cup, prayer and song. This is where children belong. This is where children belong. Worshiping throng. Water, God's word, bread and cup, prayer and song. This is where children belong.
Morning. I'm up here today instead of standing down there. And I have something here. I don't know if I can do it. You ready? I don't want to hit you. So what do you think we could use this rope for?
I ought to preach this up.
I hope you guys did not hear what Jim just said. What do you think we could use this rope for? No. What else? What did you say? Climbing? Yes. Like we have on our rock climbing wall, we have rope up here so that we talked about last week how the rope helps us from not falling down. It kind of protects us with a harness and the rope, and that helps us climb too. We can climb up the rock climbing wall with the rope. Someone could be on top, and if someone gets stuck, they could throw a rope and pull them up. So climbing is a good answer. What else could we do with this rope? What do you think? What do you have? What do you think?
Play a jumping rope?
Yes, we could jump rope. I thought of that too. I like that idea. What else could we do?
Bring people together?
Bring people together, absolutely. We certainly could do that. So ropes are great for all kinds of fun things, but also I like the idea of helping people. I was on a sailboat on Friday and I noticed that there was a rope that was connected to like a floating device. So if someone fell off the boat, you could throw the rope with the floating device and you could pull them to safety. So I think that we can use rope for a whole bunch of things, including helping each other and bringing people together. And I wanted to talk about that because sometimes when we're following Jesus, it's really hard and we need help. And sometimes we need to talk to Jesus about it, and sometimes we need to talk to our friends and elders about it. So we can be reaching out for help, or folks can be reaching to us to help us. And that is part of being a piece of this rope. So will you pray with me? And before we pray, I want to tell you, we have a baptism today. So when we get done, if you'd like, you can sit at the children's table or on the floor there and watch, or you can go sit with whoever brought you, okay? All right, will you pray with me? Loving God, we are just so grateful that we have rope, that you are here to help us and save us when we need help, that others can help and save us when we need help, and that we can be a piece of this rope and help another. Please be with us in all we do so that we can recognize when we need help and ask for it, or when another needs help so we can give it. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so you can go sit there, or you can go sit with your people, however you'd like, and I'd love for Leilani and her family to come forward. And yes, she knew. How exciting a day, right? What an exciting day. It is a day of baptism, so I'm going to have you all stand here, but I need others to come around this way. I'd like you to stay in the middle. Others to come around. Come on over. I'll have you come over too, Barb. Why don't we have a few others come this way? Just so we have half there, half there. Oh, I'm going to put this down. There's a lot of family, huh? They love you, I guess. And they love you. All right. So, welcome. So glad you're here. Hi. How are you? She's doing okay so far. I think I'm going to go there.
Okay.
I'll try that. All right. There we go. Dear friends and siblings in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's Holy Church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, are you all ready for these questions? Do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If you do, say, I do.
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races?
I do.
Will you nurture Leilani in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess her faith openly, and to lead a Christian life?
I will.
According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's Holy Church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? And all of you out here, you have questions as well. Do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care? The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all people. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and she who receives it, to wash away her sin and clothe her in righteousness throughout her life, that dying and being raised with Christ, she may share in Christ's final victory. All praise to you, eternal God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. Okay, are we ready, Leilani?
Let's do it.
All right. You like the bow tie. She likes your buttons and bow tie. Hi, maybe you like my colorful scarf. Leilani, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Could we lay hands on her, and maybe, I know all of you can't touch her, but each, like, lay hands on shoulders, because we want to, yes. The Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Now it is our joy to welcome Leilani as our newly baptized family member. Yay.
Yay!
Yay for you!
Yay.
All right. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as member of the family of Christ. Yay! Let us welcome our newest member of our family. And if a parent or a godparent or a grandparent is comfortable, Leilani will walk around a little bit so we can all greet her and say hi to her. And welcome, welcome. Yay. As we come with joy of a new member of our family, we will hear the anthem sing.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, choir. We continue our journey in the Gospel of Luke, remembering Jesus' ministry. Side note, our windows here actually tell the story of Jesus' life and ministry, and they begin over here with Jesus' birth, and it goes through this way, and then down this way, and his crucifixion and crucifixion is here, and his ascension is behind the organ. So I just wanted to mention that, because I forgot to look to see which window this is in. So if you find it while I'm talking, let me know. So Jesus was busy reinterpreting God for his fellow Jews. Instead of being a God of vengeance and retribution, as suggested by some Old Testament passages, Jesus was saying that the God who had been with them since the days of Abraham and Sarah was a God of love, who rejoiced whenever a person accepted that love. I'm reading Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. All the tax collectors and sinners were gathering around Jesus to listen to him. The Pharisees and legal experts were grumbling, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Jesus told them this parable. Suppose someone among you had 100 sheep and lost one of them. Wouldn't you leave the other 99 in the pasture and search for the lost one until they find it? And when they did find it, they are thrilled and place it on their shoulders. When they arrive home, they call together their friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Celebrate with me because I've found my lost sheep." In the same way, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who changes both heart and life than over 99 righteous people who have no need to change their hearts and lives. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I had a friend in seminary who never answered a question. She always told a story. She even called herself a storyteller. Her children's time and her sermons were all stories and are all stories. I usually understood the answer to her question because of the story she told, but sometimes I didn't quite follow. So I had the luxury of asking follow-up questions. Jesus didn't seem to take follow-up questions, did he? So now we have these beautiful and puzzling parables or teaching stories to listen to and reflect on what Jesus was trying to teach us. Our scripture begins with the religious leaders grumbling. I wonder if scripture begins this way because human nature leads people in power, even religious leaders of Jesus' time and even now, to grumble or make decisions about who's in and who's out. I feel scripture is saying a lot in this one verse. Jesus sat, talked, and taught and ate with all kinds of people. I bet he was thinking they were insiders. Christians, the church, must follow Jesus' example. I love this meme quote. I saw it, a couple people taking credit for it, so I'm not going to say who wrote it because I don't know. A church is a hospital for sinners, not a club for saints. Jesus tells us the parable of the lost sheep to show that God is always searching when someone is lost. Maybe we are making bad choices about our lives. Maybe we're turning away from God and depending on ourselves, or losing faith, or anything in between. We do fall short when it comes to following Jesus' example of love and living. Even as Jesus teaches us through this parable about judgment of others' journey and our shortcomings, he does so with compassion. God sent us Jesus not to learn about humanity, but so humanity might learn about God. As we get lost, God is always out searching in the darkness for us as a shepherd searched for his lost sheep. God will walk away from 99 to search for the one. The one meaning you and me. As John Newton, a captain of slave ships in the 1750s, who became an Anglican priest, wrote in the now well-known hymn, Amazing Grace, I was lost, but now I'm found. John Newton was lost, and he was found. God found him, and John Newton changed his heart. In his later years, he even fought to abolish slavery. Jesus tells us that God will not only stop everything to search, God will rejoice when we are found. God will celebrate that each of us has returned to the flock. Return to follow in love and in compassion. So, the next time you feel lost or alone, know that God is searching for you and ready when you are to rejoice in your return. In addition, when we notice another struggling with life and feeling lost, no matter their appearance, their circumstance, their choices, God is searching for them as well. It's possible we may even play a part in their journey. God is ready to receive them just as God is ready to receive you and me. And rejoice when they join and return to the flock of God's love and forgiveness, because we, all of us, all of humanity, are never truly lost. Amen. The answer to the challenge of following Jesus is not getting scared and moving away, but understanding grace and getting closer to him. Please stand in body or spirit and join in singing Just a Closer Walk with You.
Jesus is my plea.
daily walking close to you. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toils and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but closer walk with you. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to you. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Life is o'er. Time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er to your shore, dear Lord, to your shore. Just a closer walk with you. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to you. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Amen. Please be seated. As we begin our time of prayer, feel free to be a singer or a listener as we begin our time singing, My Jesus, I Love You. If you would like your prayer request read as a part of worship, you'll get out your yellow slip now and please pass your prayer slip to the ushers as they come by down the aisle and we sing together.
My Jesus, I love you. I know you are mine. For all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior are you. If ever I loved you, Lord Jesus, is you.
Let us be together in prayer as we first have a time of silence. And then I will offer a spoken prayer, and then we will sing the Lord's Prayer together to a tune written by Mark Miller. We'll be singing it for another 3 weeks, so you can take your time learning the melody. If you'd like to sing, listen, however you'd like to take it in today is just okay. So now take a deep breath, get comfortable in your seat, and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Loving and merciful God, we ask that you be with us, each of us, today, tomorrow, the next day, because Although we try our best to do your will and to follow Jesus' example of love and compassion and forgiveness, sometimes we fall short. Sometimes our own interests, our own selfishness, our own thinking we always have to be right gets in the way. And we ask that you help us remove these barriers so that we might be more like Jesus, more toward you. Be with us in our decision-making, not just the big decisions, but those little decisions, the small decisions that might affect another, a smile, a handshake, a hug, and I love you. Be with us so that we might always choose your way. Today, as we sit in this quiet, sacred space, we are mindful of those around us who may be hungry or homeless or feel unsafe in their own homes or in their neighborhoods. We ask that you guide us into what to do next to be your hands and feet. And we ask that you put your healing and comforting touch and arms around them so that they might know you are always with them. We ask that you be with our neighbors near and far, those in the Amazon and those that were in the path of Dorian and any other natural disaster. And be with our leaders, our world leaders, our religious leaders, that they might be beacons of peace, that they might know your love and know your peace so that then when they interact, peace happens. Today we long for peace. We long for peace in our hearts and in our neighborhoods and in our world. Will you please join me in singing the prayer that Jesus taught us? Together from across Onondaga County, representing different cultures, generations, languages, abilities, and identities. Within our diversity, we are united as a community of strangers, mutually committed to Martin Luther King Jr.'s vision of the beloved community. Our offering is one way we affirm our membership pledge to uphold this church through our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service. As the ushers come down the aisle, don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips in the collection plate as the offering is collected, and we hear our choir sing. Standing and join me in the prayer of dedication. We are the receivers.
Receivers of love, receivers of grace, receivers of Jesus.
We are the givers.
Following God's call, following Jesus, following our hearts.
Lord, give these offerings for the work of your kingdom with humble thanks for mercies received. Amen. Your love, dear God, is the foundation we build our lives upon. Please remain standing and join in singing hymn number 123, Sing Praise to God Who Reigns Above.
Sing praise to God who reigns above, the God of all creation. The God of power, the God of love, the God of our salvation. With healing power my soul is filled, and every faithless murmur stilled. distressing, an ever-present help and stay, all Christ and joy and blessing. As with a mother's tender hand, God gently leads the chosen band to God all praise and glory. Thus all my toilsome way along, I sing aloud thy praises, that earth may hear the grateful song my voice unwearied raises. Be joyful in the Lord my heart, both soul and body live apart, to God all praise and glory. Let all who name Christ's holy name give God all praise and glory. Let all who own his power proclaim aloud the wondrous story. Cast each false idol from its throne, for Christ is Lord and Lord alone, to God all praise and glory.
Amen. So I will be standing over here at the end if you need me, and we generally, after I say the benediction, take a moment to sit and reflect as the organ and Dennis play. Go into your week confident of God's strong arms around you and resting in the sweetness of God's love every moment of the day and night. Amen.